Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
All right, everybody. You knew this time was coming. It's been a long week. Sometimes you need something to get you through. Now, before we do this, I do want to be clear on something because we're about to do something that may be a little bit vulgar, okay? It's a popular challenge that's, you know, been taking over the internet.
If you're at work, put your headphones in.
And, you know, before we talk about this, I just want to give an apology to my family that listens, my aunts. Anybody that wants to hire me for a job or offer me a position, this is not reflective of that. Take this as a representation of my alignment with pop culture and everything that's on trend, because we're simply following a trend and we want you guys to have a little fun. Now, while we do this, for those of you that may not be clear, we're talking about the For the Dick or For the Pussy Challenge. Okay, that's what it's called. It ain't their words, not mine. Now, I want to say I'm so sorry. Now,
oh my God, my bad.
So that's what I'm saying, Asante. So, like, so I just want to say that they're both vulgar, right? But I feel less vulgar saying dick than I do saying the alternative.
Yes.
For some reason, I'm a man. I just, you know, I don't know. I feel I can say that without being as crass. So that's my reasoning in saying this. And what I feel like, you know, we can do is, instead of saying what we do for the D or the P, why don't we say what they do for the D, right?
Who's
they? What they do
the people, for the hoes, you know?
What they do for the D.
So we're about to do the For the Dick Challenge up in here. And I'm sorry.
Fourth baby daddy for the dick.
Hey! All right. You gonna give me the beat, Asante? You gonna give me the beat, Asante? Stay with it.
Oh my God. This is
Rob Tommy Egan for the dick. These hoes will walk home leaking for the dick. Smoke crack tweaking for the dick. More head breath stanking for the dick. These hoes apologize for the dick. Ignore they damn baby crying for the dick. These hoes got a surprise for the dick. They went to Mexico, got tiny eyes for the dick. Ah, they Kelly Price for the dick. I'm even saved, baptized for the dick. These hoes will even fuck with Trick. Keisha Cole mama for the dick, crackhead.
Oh
for the dick. These hoes will do drugs and hit the stick. For the dick. Asante, what you got to say about it?
I might write a rap for that dick. Make them bitches shut all their traps for that dick. Fix your wig and put a cap on that dick. Up in Starbucks, put a fry for that dick.
Coffee!
Cause you need some caffeine for that dick. Start up on the floor on your knees for that dick.
Lean.
Keep it up, don't go to sleep on that dick. If you miss it, then it was all a dream for that dick.
Oh, not the king!
Might even scheme for that dick.
Oh.
I'm a freestyle and beam for that dick. Show you how bitches, how I shine for that dick. And I'm gonna go out there and get mine for that dick. Hey.
Trump support for the dick.
No.
Kick your granny court for the dick.
No.
Kick your kids and mom for the dick.
Yeah.
Even move down south for the dick.
Yeah.
That shit go stick. We done.
Oh,
I'm so sorry to everyone.
Oh, jeez.
We just want to have a little fun.
Just a little fun.
So just a tainch. Just a little bit of fun. Hey, let's just move right on. Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into everything, you know, just some country shit. A tainch, like catty corner. Say the catty corner. That means you angle it right in the corner of the wall. Shout out to everybody. This episode is dedicated to the people that know what sitting some catty corner means. Welcome to the Friend Zone. You're looking at all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because which one of y'all want a musty brain?
Which one of y'all?
I know I don't. Hey, friend.
Hey, Dustin.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Your nails are gorgeous. They're robin's egg blue.
Thank you. Yes. They're growing. Don't they look nice?
They sure
look real
do.
Healthy.
Thank you. How about y'all?
Sorry,
what's
friend.
Up? How are your weekends?
My weekend was wonderful. It was awesome. Shout out to Maria. Maria Belford. I hope I'm saying your last name right. She took my pictures this weekend. So
hey.
Oh, I get those back and they look amazing.
Cute.
Yes. So I had a bomb ass weekend. Just hung out and kicked it. Got me some vitamin D. Dustin, how was your weekend?
My weekend was absolutely amazing. I worked all weekend long. I was so tired. My feet hurt. My legs was cramping when I was going to sleep because I had been on my legs working all day. I was so tired. Oof. And, you know, I was hungry most of the day. And then I finally got something to eat and the chicken was dry. I had got some teriyaki chicken and some...
Teriyaki chicken
yeah, and
dry.
Some shrimp shumai. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
They were so good. Yes. Ooh, it'd be so good. Yes. Not the pork and shrimp, just the shrimp. Anyway, so I got it. And I'm not going to say the name of the place because normally it is good. But Saturday, they was tripping. And so... I just, you know, but I say that I'm giving you all the negative stuff because, you know, I won't complain.
Mm.
Okay. So that's why I say my weekend was wonderful. And I'm just going to move right on over to Friend. How was your weekend, Friend?
It was good. I was supposed to go to Nashville, but I actually had to cancel my flight because I had a family emergency.
Oh, no.
Is everything good?
It will be. Everything will be fine. But yeah, so it was an interesting weekend,
okay.
But everything's good.
Well, you look good.
Thank
I was just
you.
About to say, I love your hoodie.
And isn't it cute?
It's so funny to see you and Crystal in your Game of Thrones gear. It's so bomb.
It's funny how many people stop me on the train like, where you get that at? I have a hoodie that says King of the North.
Yes.
I love it. So y'all ready to jump into the show?
We are. Ooh. I thought your hoodie was about Cardi B.
Oh,
bum, 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 bum. King of the North. Shout out to King Cardi.
Yes, okay. Shout out to you, open. King Cardi.
I just knew that's what we was going to freestyle over today. But I know Bodak Yellow has been. It's been around and around. Right. It's been doing what it needs to do. So
who started this for the Dick Challenge? Where did that come from? Do y'all even know?
I do not know. Somebody, I just seen some girls rapping in the car for that dick.
Probably a PK.
And what?
A PK.
What is a PK?
A preacher's kid. They start everything nasty.
No. Because I saw, did y'all see Issa Rae put hers out?
It with Regina Hall.
So
it was hilarious.
Damn funny. I actually love this challenge. Yes. I think it's hilarious.
Erykah Badu and Michael Blackson took
killed
the cake
it.
From me.
No, killed it.
I just, you know, the things that was coming out of her mouth and the stuff that he was saying, it just, I thought it was hilarious. And it's actually what inspired me because I wasn't even doing this. And I wasn't even
going
to suggest
it
to him. That her ad-libs, the way she was dancing, it was amazing.
Oh, shit.
They were funny. And then there's another comedian, the guy that said, the one that said rice and peas back in the day. I eat my rice. The one, he was freestyling over Hot Nigga. Remember that he was in school, in the classroom. The little boy, black gay boy that was freestyling over Hot Nigga.
I eat my rice and cabbage.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Key says this all the
okay,
time.
Well, he did yes, it. You know who I'm talking about. He did the challenge, and he did the 4 to D challenge, and it was funny. And there was one point where they were in a car, just like the original video, and at one point, one of his punchlines, he turned around. He was like, no child left behind for the D, and like reached in the back of the seat of the car. It was hilarious.
Oh my God.
That's what makes this challenge so funny. It gives people the opportunity to crack jokes in their bars,
it's
and it's just so exciting.
I love it.
So,
I love it.
It's amazing.
Well,
yeah.
Let's jump right in, you guys.
Let's start the process.
Shall we? You need a bra. Your dress is two sizes too big. You need a manicure.
So on last week's show, titled Be Here Now, it was part of our three-part series where we discussed how to separate yourself from your emotions. And as usual, you guys, first of all, you guys really loved the past three episodes. I feel like that was the most feedback we've had. The episodes grew really, really quickly. So thank you so much for that support. Well, more so, thank you so much for connecting. That's my favorite part. But you guys had a lot to say, as usual. So Asante, who stood out to you?
I wanted to give a quick shout out to Grace Jones. Not that Grace Jones.
Oh, I was about to say, pull up to them.
And she wrote into the show before, and we did this before. And she said, hey, friends, Grace Jones back at it again. Still not that Grace Jones.
Grace Jones back at it again.
So basically, she says, thank you for your emotional support over the past week. The long story I won't get into, it ends with the decision for my husband and me to move to Philly.
Ooh.
Anyway, when Dustin tweeted last week about the live shows and I saw the first one in Philly, I immediately felt better about the move. I put a reminder on my calendar for when tickets went on sale, and by 12:30 that Friday when they went out, my ticket purchase was complete.
Yay!
Also, Dustin said he was part of the Visit Philly campaign, and I felt like it was a sign. maybe Philly won't be so bad. Aww. So it's something really simple, but I'm really grateful that the friend zone has been a central theme alongside the new chapter of my life that will be Philadelphia.
I love that.
So, Grace Jones, thank you for seeing alignment with us. And right? We will see you October 22nd.
Yes, actually, Philly will see you October 22nd. Dallas will see you November 4th. And D.C. will see you December 1st.
TheFriendZoneLive.com.
TheFriendZoneLive.com. Make sure you guys get those tickets. And all the VIP sold out, you
VIP
guys.
VIP sold
Thank
out.
You. We can't wait to meet you.
And friend, what did you find?
So actually, I'm pulling one from Snapchat.
Hey. Oh,
right? A little Give different today.
Give me Snapchat streets, friend.
Because y'all be hitting us on every platform. I love it. Each so Sir everyone. Malcolm said, oh my God, friend, I'm listening to the latest episode of the show. You mentioned if artists consider the frequency in music to lift us up, and they do. I'm a junior at the new school, and I just finished a class last semester called Music and the Mind, which sounds amazing, which talks all about this. Y'all are like my conscience split into three. It's crazy. Love the show. This episode took the words and thoughts right out of my head. And then he proceeded to send me two books that talk about music and the frequencies and vibrations. And the first one's called Musicophilia, Tales of Music and the Brain. And then This is Your Brain on Music, The Science of a Human Obsession. So thank you. You know that you sending me books just like was the light of my day, especially to kind of co-sign the research that I had already presented and was curious about, especially with Pharrell, and wondering how he plays into frequencies in his music, because his music always feels so good. Right. So I'm definitely going to look those up. And those of you who are interested, those are two books for you to check out. Thank you, Sir Malcolm,
Thanks, Sir Malcolm.
The Snapchat streets. What about you, Dustin? What'd you find on Twitter?
In the street. Okay. So I want to give a shout out to at AO Despair, David Simon, who quoted a tweet from Eric Erickson's bitch ass, who said that taking a knee didn't stop shooting in Chicago or raise anyone out of poverty. David Simon clocked his ass with a quick quote on that tweet that said, neither did a walk across the Selma Bridge or a march on Washington, and condescending white people were lecturing efficacy back then, too. Okay. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that because, you know, I love that. I also want to give a shout out to my best friend, Gary LeVard, who tweeted that Just Like You by Fergie is a hit and she killed it. Because I just want to say real quick, Fergie got a new album out. No, but I love that beat too.
Oh,
Just Like You is number 4 on her album. And I'll just wait for the segment where that's appropriate. But I love that song. And you know what? This week, I just want to give a really big thank you to all the people who tweet and let us know. I know I always quote like the funny tweets and stuff, but there's a lot of people who tweet like with quotes from the show or different points that hit home for them. And I just want to give a shout out to them, because if I talk about it tweet by tweet, let's be real, it'll be boring. But I don't want anybody to feel like they don't go that those tweets go unnoticed, because they don't.
Right.
And I really appreciate it, because it lets me know that we really are getting some work done.
Right.
So keep those coming. I don't want you to feel discouraged because they may not be highlighted on the show. Now that's it. Let's get back to talking shit.
That's it. Let's get back to talking shit.
So on this week's show, it's a wild card episode.
Wild card.
That means it's a show that has nothing to do with anything. It's just something funny to kind of, you know, we got to do energy work. Some days are heavy, some days are light. Mm-hmm. Today's going to be a light one. So Dustin had a brilliant idea for us for the wild card episode. And he's going to take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, as everyone knows, the internet is everybody's playground. At the end of the day, we all, you know, kicking in swings and doing monkey bars every day on the playing on the internet playground. We're all still children when it comes to
take
the internet. And since it's so much fun, there's things that trend and everyone starts doing them, right? One of the most recent trends that everyone's been having a lot of fun with were these hashtag one gotta go pictures, where it's like a collage of four different pictures and essentially four choices. And if you have to eliminate one, what will you pick? Sounds simple in theory. However, depending on what's in them boxes, what the choices are, sometimes things can get, you know, pretty tricky. Okay. And I don't mean Ricky.
Pretty Ricky. Okay, one gotta go. Pretty Ricky. I don't know enough about all four of them.
But like, you do know. It's I five do. In the morning. And I'm up having phone sex with you. So, honey.
And then what's his name? Baby Blue.
I'm on the hotline.
Oh no, that's spectacular.
Why you make your mouth?
I said, well, which one is navy blue?
I'm in a t-shirt. No, he's like, I'm in a something, nothing but a towel on.
Ew.
Then I'm right. Like, why are you rapping like that? I don't like that.
They had some songs though.
They did. Oh my God. And then he would just do the little slow wine and shit.
Remember that song? Like night and day, night and day, cause I seen so far.
Remember the video the front, one of them put out? The...
Never mind. Sorry, y'all.
I remember the jam one. I don't know. What was it? Tipsy?
Jaquan, that was Tipsy. Anywho, so there's a thing where you could pick
they were never be
one bad. Of these four choices. One got to go. So I felt like, why don't we bring this to the podcast world? So this is the One Got to Go episode of the Friend Zone.
Oh my God.
We're going to be giving each other a bunch of choices and we all have to come together and pick one that's got to go. This is going to get really interesting. Let's just jump right on into the bullshit with TV dads.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, right? So one of them got to go. You got... Moesha Mitchell's father.
Ooh, Frank. Oh, Frank.
Frank Mitchell.
Frank Mitchell.
You got Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
You got the grandfather. I can't even get it out. You have the grandfather from The Boondocks.
What?
And then you have
Mr. Freeman,
the OG Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
Oh, shit.
So if one of these people got to go, I know we're going to get this carnage over really quickly. Moesha daddy can hit it. He never paid. Now, that's not taking nothing away from Moesha, right?
Not hit it.
Because, well, I mean, quickly, like I already called the lift. But like, Moesha was an excellent show, so impactful to culture. Black girls had somebody to look up to. It was an amazing show, right? But the father, aside from selling Saturns and, you know, offering a little bit of calm, what did he really give? The people that we remember from the show, what right. did he give to the show?
Like, I would
Nothing.
Say D.
We remember D. Dad. We remember Miles. We remember Moesha. You Hell, Q. Right. You know what I'm right. saying? Yep. We remember everybody but
Hell,
the father.
I remember Zane.
Hell. Okay.
Now,
so
now.
For me, you Six. Know, that's my pick. So what do you say, friend? Can you pick?
I'm dead at the picture. I think I might go with you.
Oh, Moesha daddy
Damn,
can
Frank.
Go.
Yeah,
yeah,
put
I'm
Frank
good
in
with
the
Frank.
List.
I mean, what was the point? Was he really even there anyway? He was the Judy Winslow.
I love his
TV
haircut
dads.
Though.
I love the granddaddy on The Boondocks. His ass beating ass for orange juice
oh my
and
God.
Shit. Like going to town.
Right. We can't leave him. And then how you gonna get rid of Uncle Phil? That goes without saying.
No, he's
I mean,
the
come
best.
On. And then Carl Winslow. Don't nobody yell like Carl Winslow. I know it was sliding to the left. I saw that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was an interesting one. In the vein of being messy, let's keep the mess going. Shout out to Carrie. Let's keep the mess going.
Shout
it's time
out
for
to
mess.
Carrie.
So here we go. Oh, another wait. One. Four Shout choices. No. Sante. Okay. Curly fries.
Oh, no.
Sweet potato fries.
Oh, no.
Waffle fries. Regular fries. What's got to go? Again, the choices
okay, well,
are curly
kind of
fries.
Fries?
Curly fries. They look like, let's say McDonald's fries, because they let's be fair.
Ooh.
So curly fries, sweet potato fries, waffle fries, or regular fries from McDonald's. What's got to go? What's staying, friend?
Damn.
I'll tell you what's not going nowhere. Curly fries. Let's be clear. Everybody, as
nowhere.
A child, that was one of the joys. How do we spiral? How did they cut that potato that way? Why is it still soft? Do it move like a slinky? Do
you
it
know
spring
what?
Back up?
I think I'm going to have to say curly fries got to go. Because they're usually like, not soggy, but they get gross. I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, no.
It's
no,
just
no,
not
no,
my
no.
thing.
We had the right curly fries.
Right.
We got
those
got to
go.
Now.
Don't you say sweet potato fries.
Well, that's exactly what's coming out
I
of my mouth.
I saw it. I can see him forming this.
Look. See, the McDonald's fries got a little sugar in the grease anyway, so technically those are sweet potato fries.
First of all, they're Dang. The Nene Leakes of French fries. Like, McDonald's fries are the heavyweight in the room. They're not
I used
going
to love them. Anywhere. You know, when I used to go to McDonald's, all I would get was the strawberry milkshake and the fries.
They be so hot
That's
and fresh.
It. I wouldn't even get a burger.
And then you say no salt and then put salt on there anyway just to make sure you get fresh ones. Oh, my God. It's so great. That's a pro tip.
And then I would mad as hell when they got a top
pro tip
fries with
for
no
fries
salt.
With no salt.
I would get my burger from Burger King.
Oh, because it was flame
That
broil.
Was my favorite. So that would be my meal. I never liked burgers from McDonald's. Or Whopper. I liked Whoppers.
Oh, yeah, Whoppers was good.
Whoppers are
that
good.
That flavor world did make a difference.
Back in the day.
Remember when people would sell them chocolate bars with the Whopper coupons on them? Did they do that where you grew up?
Yes.
Them chocolate bars, and then you get the good ones with the almonds. Yeah. Oh my God, that was a dollar extra. Remember that? The almonds was a dollar extra.
What?
So good. I always had the Burger King coupon on it. Remember it, Sante?
I knew it was like an age old company.
Yes, like that was one of the joys.
Every time it came around, I was like, I get my coupon this season. I cannot wait.
That was joys. Okay, in the van, let's keep the mess train rolling. The mess train goes, chicka chicka choo choo. Chicka chicka choo choo. All right, keeping the mess train rolling. Choo-choo. Basketball players, okay?
Oh, what? Don't look at me.
Oh, wait. We're going to see now. We're going to take a look around the room because there's criteria.
Well, let me see what they're looking like. I'm a pig based on that.
You bum.
LeBron James was on the list.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. Okay, Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Magic Johnson.
Oh, well, these are ones I know.
And Michael Jordan. Not B, Jordan. So Michael Jordan. So once again, we got Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. Now, okay, and taking this from a serious perspective, the bottom row, love them to death, but we talking about icons at the top of this chart. Magic, D. Johnson, and Michael Jordan. Now, no matter how wide them pants legs are today, the legs that fill them up are legendary on that basketball court. And everybody sitting in this room right now that wore a pair of Jordans and been excited and gleeful to do so. So
one
we know.
Go.
Feet planted in the pavement. Magic Johnson. I just went to the movies last week. Okay? Furthermore, E.J. Johnson. Magic Johnson, they gave a lot to the culture.
I'm going to do you one better. I want to see Space Jam at the Magic Johnson Theater.
Alignment. Okay? Now, Kobe Bryant, say what you want. He kept Vanessa. And that was as public as a scandal can get. That was more public than transportation. You hear me?
And he was Brandy's boyfriend.
And he took Brandy to the prom. He put up with Brandy at the prom. And if she complaining now, you know she was hell on wheels at prom.
I can't even
Why the chicken so cold? Why we taking so long to take our goddamn pictures? Why the limo smell like this? I thought we was taking the shortcut. Where are we going to eat after? You know she gave him
What's
hell at the prom.
What's this corsage made out of?
Right. I told you I'm allergic to real flies. I wanted silks. You know, everything was an issue for Brandy at the prom.
Oh,
so I don't know. There's criteria. Hell, LeBron James. Let's be clear. Him and Savannah and that family. Remember when they was in that parade a couple years ago when they won? If Savannah was telling little boys to stop playing.
And him calling him the you bum.
You bum.
He's, that wins. So he stays already. I think I'm going to have to say Magic Johnson.
Asante, what you were saying?
That's surprising.
I was going to say Kobe. Just based off of the shit.
I don't think I'll be open ordering the Kobe beef tonight.
Yeah,
Kobe
no,
can
no
go.
No Kobe steak for me.
I'm sorry. Because the rest of them, you know, they didn't give a lot to basketball. And to culture as well.
Well, you said Michael Jordan. I just immediately thought about Space Jam.
And Jordans, hello.
I thought about the Jordan 1s I've been trying to get for like 5 years.
Okay.
Well, really like 20 years. I want
those. Holla at us,
when
Nike.
It comes
Holla at us, Nike. I want the blue and black joints.
We love you. All right, well, let's, you know what? I love this mess train. I'm looking at two right now that I don't know, but this one, let's do it. This is a meaty discussion.
Lord.
One gotta go. Kanye West.
Oh, Jesus.
Aubrey Drake Graham. Kendrick. Damn, Lamar. And J. Cole. I ain't gonna crack no jokes about J. Cole because he's serious. I want no problems. So,
well,
Kanye West, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole.
It's gonna be J. Cole.
Let's argue. Let's argue.
J. Cole can go back to Forest Hills Drive.
Okay. What are you? How can you?
I just quit. I mean, quit Kanye. I cannot. I mean, immediately when you said Kanye, and then Drake. It's October's very own. I have to say, he has influenced the generation. He is part of my culture and what I'm doing. So he has to stay. And Kendrick is just like, why would I even explain that?
Kung Fu Kenny.
I mean, he's like, him and J. Cole are similar. So if I had to keep one, I'm keeping Kendrick in the team over J. Cole. So.
Damn, who got
it? I didn't listen to that one project off J. Cole. So yeah, Kendrick got to stay, obviously. Yeah. J.
What Cole you say, friend?
I hate this episode.
What you say, friend?
Okay, so disclaimer. Mm-hmm. These are all amazing men.
Great.
Yes, they are.
Great talents. Great talents.
Great gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Mm-hmm. But if I based it on my Spotify, I'm going to have to say that J. Cole.
How much do you be shaking your ass to J. Cole? Like, you know.
I'm just being honest.
That first week, though, y'all know that first week, J. Cole album be what it's all about.
I appreciate it.
You know, that we can come out, Eric, we all be like, like, yes. That's the jam. Like,
no, he's the shit, and he produces.
Absolutely.
He produced that, Supply Love by Childish Major that I absolutely love. He produced that record. Did y'all hear that?
I need to listen to it.
It's an awesome record.
You know what, Santa ain't heard it. He picked him.
Well, y'all heard it on Insecure. It was on this season. I even think it was on the last episode. Yes, yeah, Childish Major. Supply Love, L-U-H. And it's produced by J. Cole. It's an awesome fucking record. The beat is crazy. So he's talented as hell.
Absolutely.
And I love everything he stands for. But like I said, based on my playlist,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to think about every album from the first three alone, and then to get to J. Cole. Like, them first weeks do bop, but, like, I can still go back to Take Care from Damn Drake and be like, damn, here goes some shit for today. That's
right. And I know more of everyone else's songs.
Okay, so I'm going to make my decision based off of contribution to
the culture,
music and the culture, right? Because I feel like we saying one guy to go, so we literally eliminate one of these motherfuckers, like erasing everything about them from the permanent record. You know, growing up, you never wanted nothing on your permanent. They're gonna be on my permanent record.
So,
so we gotta talk about this. So, okay, Kanye West literally changed the way that we, the music that we hear sounds. He's one of them producers like Timberland and like Pharrell that literally created a completely different sound. He started sampling these old soul records, and he also ushered in a new style of rapper. He changed the image of what rappers look like and what we consider like credible and legitimate, right? Mm. He literally did it his way on some Frank Sinatra shit, but to the beat. So, okay, so that's one. Drake. Another person who influenced culture. Drake made it okay to be a little bit more emotional, to feel a little bit more, to get in depth with your feelings and still be a nigga with yours. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
he did that. And he impacted music, his writing. You know what I'm saying? And he came, his wave, when he came in and at a time where he was doing feature after feature, and then he came out with his own music, and he successfully transitioned from that to, like, from what, let's see what you can do, to now we're waiting with bated breath for his albums. All the albums sound different. We're hinged on them. I don't know. J. Cole, another person who, like you said, friend, let's be clear. He writes and produces all of his music. So that whole album you heard, he did all the beats, wrote all the lyrics.
And wins with no features.
No features. Okay? Then he also does hella philanthropical work, right? And I'm sure all of these niggas do, but he does that. And he made it cool to be an intellectual to a lot of people who weren't open to being smart before. You know what I'm saying? He made it cool to think. Kendrick Lamar is the underdog. We saw his rise. He's from Compton. He's feisty and aggressive when he raps, and he has these memorable, catchy lyrics. But I feel like I just like his music, and I feel like I respect him as an artist. But if we're talking about who changed music and changed rap music and did something different and impacted the culture and left a dent and put their footprints in the sands of time, okay? I'm picking the other three. Kendrick gotta go. Leave me alone about it.
I knew that was gonna happen.
Sorry. Kung Fu Kenny, I love you so much, but everybody else literally turned the beat around. So I just have to, like, everything you've done, you've been excellent at, and I love all his music, but, like, that's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's it then. That's it. Drop the gavel.
So what's the next one?
Okay, the next one is a little bit ghetto. The next one is name belts, Chinese slippers, baby fat, or apple bottom jeans. Ladies gear and accessories from the early 2000s. Let's argue. You're going to keep them nameplate belt buckles? Now, I too, Rachel Dozar posture.
Also.
I too had one. Mine was actually covered in rhinestones. I got it in Detroit at Strictly Sports Care. Strictly Sports Care. Strictly Sportswear. Okay, on McNichols.
Asante has the one that lit up, right? The LED.
How did you know? I got mine from Cumberland Mall, and I got my first nameplate from Greenbrier Mall, and then I got my second one from Cumberland Mall.
Y'all remember the seatbelt ones?
Yes.
The seatbelt buckle.
While you playing, I feel like you could still pull that off today a little bit, you know, if you do it right.
Oh, no.
It's very hipster, very Williamsburg.
Okay, so so the name buckle, baby fat, apple bottom, or Chinese slippers?
Name buckle, nameplate belt buckles, right? Chinese slide slippers, which are now being replicated by everybody. Baby fat in general.
Balenciaga had a pair.
That's so shady. That baby fat just in general, not an item.
Not an item.
Not baby fat jackets. Remember baby fat coats with the fur on the hood?
The crop bubble coat.
Just baby fat or apple bottom jeans.
I think I'm going to say apple bottom jeans got to go because I never actually had a pair.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that did.
I saw girls with them on.
Really?
They definitely wore them in Michigan, but...
With the fur boots?
With
the boots, with the fur.
Now, I did go to school with some girls that wore them, and they did have some apple ass bottoms, but I remember they always complained about them. So
but the worst was the girls who didn't and thought they did and wore them anyway.
Was it the stitching?
No, you know, the sides, you know, they already had big ass, but then their sides would be boxy because I don't know what part of the leg wasn't right. It just always looked...
I mean, hip bone connected to the knee bone.
Who's
that part.
Connect these damn? Who's gonna like actually fashion these? It was probably a man that made these jeans just to see the ass, and then the ladies just were not comfortable in them.
Well, you know, apple bottom jeans. Like I said, if they weren't filled out, you know, it looked like you was the bad apple in the bunch. So I'm gonna go immediately with apple bottoms, and if nothing else, just for hating the fuck out of that song by Flo Rida. I don't ever have to hear that song again in
next
my life.
You know,
oh my god, I would rather. I would literally rather hear a baby cry than hear, like consistently for, like, hours on end than hear 5 minutes of that song. Yeah, I can't do it. So, for me, it's going to be them. Chinese slippers, that's still a thing. And nameplate belts, that was a time. You know what I mean? There's nostalgia.
We should bring those back.
Literally put some respect on the nameplate belt. All right, y'all want to argue?
Oh, shit.
Because I like this. Let's really argue. I feel like, you know, it's time to go on and get into it. So, one got to go, and all of their TV and film work disappears also.
Damn.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Wait.
You want me to say it like Hillary Clinton?
No. Who's next?
Okay. Martin Lawrence.
Oh, damn. What is going on?
Denzel Washington.
This is a weird.
And Lawrence Fishburne. So one of them got to go in all their TV and film work. Now, that's the getcha gotcha because they done been in some movies.
They all have.
Well, I love The Matrix. So Lawrence
got to stay.
Nowhere.
I mean, what's love got to do with it as well?
What's love got to do with it?
Look, Lawrence has got to stay. Okay?
Gina, his wife.
Oh, I mean, all of his work. Okay, so Lawrence Fishburne, Martin Lawrence, Denzel Washington, and Cuba Gooding Jr. This is so hard. Martin ain't going nowhere. I don't care what nobody says. The sitcom alone is worth it. He can go home at this point because he's not at risk. I'm sorry.
Wasn't
he got
immunity. Cuba in Boys in the Hood?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, y'all. We can't erase
he
that.
Was. And then Denzel Washington is Denzel Washington.
I mean, Denzel Washington.
Oh, this one is hard. I'm afraid to
this
say
is bad.
I'm afraid to say
I think Martin gotta go.
I knew you was gonna say Martin.
Y'all, we can't. The Martin show.
It didn't age well.
Fred.
That's Regina.
But look, all his work gotta go too. So that means Bad Boys gotta go. That means no
Big
Pam,
Mama's
no
house,
Gina.
No Pam.
So that means
Martin alone.
Oh, well, actually, Pam and Gina could have came in because
they
were
still in Little Shop of Hearts.
But they wouldn't have been Pam and Gina.
Right. They would have came out a different way.
This can't be life.
Look, Fred.
Yeah. You wouldn't have had that. Martin got to be here.
They came out a different way. So maybe. No, I'm sorry.
You know what, Cuba?
Ooh.
And I love Boys in the Hood with all my heart. That's one of the cornerstone films. But when it comes down to Boys in the Hood or Martin.
I know. That's a tough one.
Cuba can go scratch. Bye, Cuba. Don't care about it, no way. Your brother funnier anyway. No, oh my God. Talk about Cuba Gooding Jr. for the... like, Cuba Gooding Jr. got to go. Cuba Badden Jr.
What about you, Asante?
You know what?
Nigga, if you send Denzel home.
No.
Denzel fucking Washington, Asante. You, and I see it on your face. Oh you my better. God, you Denzel Washington.
No. I've done monologues from Denzel in high school. Okay. So I can, Denzel cannot go home.
Mo Better Blues.
Mo Better Blues.
It'd be so hard when you know who should go, but you just can't be yourself.
Look, because, well, it's not that I know who should. I'm going to have to send Cuba home.
Oh, yes. Shit. Yep.
Like, I was really trying
and
to think.
And stand
like,
in it, too. Like, don't, look, don't even own it. I'm,
you know,
with you.
You know, Radio was a movie, too. Like, he's had some movies. Was.
Right?
He's a fucking, don't he have 2 Academy Awards?
Yeah, like, he's a
I think he has 2.
Hit maker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, only Uno?
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Oh, no, yeah,
fuck whoever. Who sweet. Did this? Let me see who tweeted this. Tony
this.
Grands, you getting
you
shouted out this week. At T-O-N-Y _Grands, like the biscuits. You, I hope you get baked, because this is so rude. Let me see. Damn. Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. got to go, because
Martin really
Short is iconic.
Of a lot,
Lawrence Fishburne, there's nothing that I am willing to give up. Denzel Washington is not even an option.
I
Cuba Gooding Jr.,
about-
let me see if he's a Republican. That'll make this easier.
Plus, I get him confused a little bit. Confused a little bit
with Big Deb.
With Arnaz.
Big Arnaz Deb. J?
You keep getting genuine with your Deb Antony looking ass. You gotta go, man.
I always call the boy Arnaz. The one that was in that movie, we always bring
up. Oh, Robert Rashad.
I don't even want to say.
Oh, God. Yeah, you can put Cuba Gooding Jr. in one of them apartments. In a man in 3B.
Right, in that house.
Sorry, Cuba. I saved you. What's
did.
Next?
Okay, let's keep this train moving. All right, here's another. Let's argue. Let's go on and get all the way into
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
One got to go. Anymore. Singles. Karen White, Superwoman. Michelle A, Something in My Heart. Tracy Spencer, Tender Kisses. And Lisa Fisher, How Can I Ease the Pain?
You're going to have to go
Let's
next.
Argue.
You can go next.
Y'all don't know this? Pass. You don't know these songs? Are you scared to jump in, jump out, and jump side to side?
No, I don't really know these songs.
Oh, well, these are R&B cornerstones. Do you know these songs? If not, I'm going to answer.
I do, but friend. This one isn't hard.
Oh.
No, let's go to another one, because you know y'all got me in trouble with Tony Braxton
okay.
last time.
Well, if I
saved by my ignorance,
I'm gonna go on and say who got to go. You know, and I love this song, and I want to hear it right now, just thinking about it. But by Tracy Spencer, Tender Kisses, because Michelle Lay, Something in My Heart, iconic. Lisa Fisher, How Can I Ease the Pain? That voice and Karen White, Superwoman, was a moment. And so I'm sorry, but Tracy Spencer, you did good on your little guest spot on Family Matters, but you got to go.
She had a single. Do y'all remember it? I can't. I'll look it up.
And I ain't shamed by it.
I was going to say you lost me at Tracy Spencer, but now that I told you.
Tender Kisses. Blown Away.
Had a
that was the jam.
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
We didn't came back because, you know, Carl Winslow and Sinatra.
And Spencer. Now, you know so they're about to tear the house down, right?
Yes. Yes.
Which I'm pissed about.
Because I can't go
oh,
see
I
it.
Oh, I did see that. You were never going to go see that.
Yes, I would. I love to go see the TV houses.
We're like, we didn't get to see it.
We was going to be in there. We was going to go upstairs and see if we could find a young sister. I was going to go try to find her, but are you hiding? We know we came back for you.
Okay, so since y'all done, let's go ahead. Let's argue. Since y'all want to dodge that bullet, I got another one for you. Let's argue, y'all. Record label edition. Bad Boy Entertainment, Rockefeller Records, Cash Money Records, or Death Row Records?
Oh,
all artists
shit.
And music got to go.
This is terrible.
Let's get into it. Come okay, on, let's
so,
argue.
Okay, so...
one got to go.
I'm
Bad
not...
Boy Records, Rockefeller,
Come
Cash
on,
Money,
music,
or Death
man,
Row?
Okay,
first.
So...
yeah, just
no,
all
I'm,
you.
I'm just counting okay, all in. So. Okay, so Bad Boy, you have all of the greats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to just...
Biggie. Keep...
New York in a corner.
Lil' Kim.
This is some bullshit, actually.
We getting rid of...
Let's be clear.
No,
let's
Keisha,
be clear.
I'm not getting rid of them.
Keisha and
you get
Pam.
Rid of somebody.
I'm not getting rid of them. I'm saying, like, okay, so this is on who's on Bad Boy.
You're then looking I was at about the discography.
Right. So you have Kima, Keisha, and Pam.
Let me put it to you like this. Off rip, you're getting rid of.
112.
Off rip,
you got Bad Boy South.
Biggie, Jay-Z, Tupac, and hell, Cash Money, period. So Juvenile, Lil Wayne, all of them gone automatically by one of these choices. So who you rolling with? I know who I'm sending
home. Wait,
who
was on Rockefeller, though?
Jay-Z.
I mean, aside from him.
Memphis Bleek. right, this how you get it going. Memphis Bleek, Beanie Siegel, Emil, gone. Remember, they even did that. They played her themselves.
Foxy Brown.
Oh, well, damn.
I mean, this is tough. She already because gone. Truth so, be hell, told, one did go. Rockefeller is just Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Right. And you already got Jay-Z. Oh, man, boy. So, it's the Rock.
I'm not saying Jay-Z. Number one, because he's that is my favorite rapper.
Everybody I was going to say Death Row.
But also, Beyonce is his husband, so.
His husband. Please.
I mean, Beyonce is his wife.
New that's Monica. Four.
That's 555. To some of y'all, that might be 666.
Oh, delicious.
All right. Okay, so. Cash Money Records, you're getting rid of Lil Wayne, you're getting rid of Juvenile, you're getting rid of Manny Fresh and all of his productions, you're getting rid of Birdman in general, gone. Death Row Records, Tupac, gone. Dr. Snoop. Dre, Snoop, gone. All of that. Bad Boy, Biggie. Do we even need to say anything else? Lil' Kim, she back. She back enough. Lil' Kim is back, right?
I might have to say Death Row.
I'm going with Death Row.
I know it's terrible, but like I said, based on my Spotify, I don't know the last time
I feel so bad saying this.
I love Snoop, though. Oh.
Come on, beautiful.
I feel really bad saying this,
even
but...
sexual seduction. Sexual eruption.
If I have to get rid of one of these, I'm going to give... Oh, my God. This hurts me to my soul. I don't even want to say this.
You about to say something crazy.
Am I really going to say this, Dustin? Think.
Okay,
Cash Money. Bye.
Ooh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I feel like... And now, you know, if the head's got to roll, the head's got to roll.
But without Cash Money, there'd never be no YMCA.
Then that's what it is.
What?
I'm sorry. If we have to... If I got to get rid... I'm looking at this as far as...
No.
There would, because Drake signed to Young Money, but he was already Aubrey Graham. He was already famous for acting, so he could have very well gotten on. There was actually a bidding war at that time, mm-hmm. so he had other options. So let me say this. I'm looking at this as far as if I have to eliminate greats from music that are connected to these labels. Who can I get rid of? I can't say Biggie. I can't say Tupac, and I can't say Jay-Z. So if I have to say somebody, it's going to be Cash Money.
Fair.
Now, that doesn't mean that I don't... Everybody sitting in this room knows I love and embody all things Cash Money Records.
That's why I was so shocked to hear
but
you.
But I had to make it... You know, Kearney, it's a tough call. Tough titty.
I mean, Wayne on them. Like, damn.
Tough titty. Okay, y'all. Let's do something
See,
fun.
See, he be saying, let's roll. Let's argue. And then be going.
This is fun. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit. We'll only do about two more of these, okay? Let's lighten up the mood. Okay. Cookies.
Cookies.
Finally something I can get with.
Mrs. Fields.
Ooh, okay. This is going to be hard already.
What's that? The chocolate chip joints?
In the mall.
In the red bag.
Remember Mrs. Fields in the mall? Like, it'd be chocolate chip cookies. It's a cookie store in the mall.
Yeah, okay.
Chips Ahoy. Famous Amos. Or Oreo.
Chips Ahoy.
And I ain't talking about Sheriff Joe Clark.
I'm getting rid of Chips Ahoy off rip.
So... Chips Ahoy for you.
Chips Ahoy just gone.
Why? You gotta back it up.
Okay, so it's nothing I love more than an Oreo. You know, it's layers to that shit. You can eat the cookie and that was gonna be nasty. It's just such a great pick. Mrs. Fields, you can go. You can pick out an assortment in the mall. They're fresh. It's delightful. And then Chips Ahoy, you know, I love the chewy option. You can put those in the oven for a little bit. They're great, but I can live without them.
Famous Amos?
Famous Amos I love. I can always grab me a bag or a box of Famous Amos years from back then all the way to now.
Which brings me to my decision.
Go ahead.
So again, the choices we have are Mrs. Fields, Chips Ahoy, Famous Amos, and Oreo, right? For me, I actually agree with you. Famous Amos is my choice to leave, but I agree with what you said.
Because they're always in the bag and they always taste the same.
That you could have that Famous Amos today or a year from now.
Yeah.
And it would taste the same. And you are right, my brother, because that is the driest and toughest cookie that I have ever had in my life. I thought it was for astronauts. Oh, and furthermore, it is literally where the expression tough cookie came from. They was talking about Famous Amos.
It's an old woman's
my
cookie.
My teeth.
Along with the moon.
Okay, thank God that my oral hygiene was important to my mother, because that Famous Amos will take you down. You have to bite down on that with the strength of your ancestors. Okay, you have to bite down on that with soul and hammer on down through the middle. It's like digging for fossils. I can't do it. Now, Mrs. Fields cookies, let me tell you something. There's an experience involved.
Absolutely.
That makes that special. That was a part of going to the mall. Everybody knows getting a cookie from Miss Fields, and don't let it be a special occasion. You get that big heart-shaped cookie with the frosting and the writing on top, or whatever you wanted to say.
Unless you got the Great American Cookie.
That's a moment. Getting your, or if you had a little money, you know what I'm saying, you could get the brownie. Remember the brownies would have? Cheesecake brownies, marble brownies. Mrs. Fields was inexperienced. That was part of going to the mall and getting chews and shit or whatever. You go to Mrs. Fields. So that stays. Chips Ahoy cookies also were important and integral to the high school and middle school experience. You know, a bag of Chips Ahoy cookies. They were vending machine royalty, okay? Everybody knows Chips Ahoy's were always on deck like the Ace of Spades. Shout out to Patty LaHale. And so they just stay. Oreo cookies. Then gave a lot to the culture. Because not only were they delicious. Oh, baby, I dunked them. Okay.
You dunked them in milk. Yes. That's
and
the
I,
only
I used
way.
To try to I tried to separate them and scrape the filling, which is so what? Ooh.
Delicioso.
That's right. I used to try to scrape that off, but it just wasn't the same as actually dunking that cookie in there. And now, depending on the time that you dunk it, it would vary. You would make the difference in how easily crumbling the cookie was in your mouth, melting your mouth.
Yes.
And sometimes in your hand if you stick your fingers in the milk. So I just feel like Oreos and all that have to stay. Famous Amos, I respect your decision. And it is a good cookie.
And if you leave it for too long and you lose the cookie in the milk.
It'd be just, the one thing that don't be not Famous Amos.
Nope, Famous Amos should get a perfect soak.
They float.
A perfect
and
soak.
And sink at the same time.
I think I might have to get rid of Mrs. Fields. Because you don't find those in the bodega.
No. Oh, yeah, you know what? You do, though.
Which bodega? The gentrified
little,
joint?
They be in the little red bags and they come in like two big ass cookies or one big ass cookie and it'd be like, I can't believe I know this, but I bought one the other day and I was like, I cannot believe that they got the Mrs. Fields in the bag now.
Is that a new
it's
thing?
It's double chocolate chunk, white macadamia nut, all that shit. I was like, Mrs. Fields, y'all looked out. Because it'd just be one big ass cookie, a savory dessert.
Well then, my theory has been killed, but I'm still going to stay with Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, she can go if you ain't have her.
But right?
It was just about getting her in the mall. If you didn't find
her
in the mall.
See, we don't have malls.
Right. And the malls that but you know what? There is a Mrs. Fields randomly in, or maybe it's the Great American Cookie. You know where that Model's used to be on 34th Street?
Yeah.
Where the H&M is? Mm-hmm. There used to be a cookie store in there because the Model's used to be in there and I used to be like, oh my God, the cookie shop. And I think it used to be a Mrs. Fields.
So random.
Some bullshit.
That's mine.
Right, Popeyes, Zaxby's, Bojangles, Chick-fil-A. Let's argue.
Ooh, I'm out. I can't
wait,
pick.
Say it
Popeyes,
again.
Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles. Let's argue.
I've never had Zaxby's.
Okay.
Is it amazing?
Because
y'all just looked
at me so
crazy.
Fucking good.
It's in Atlanta. I had it in Atlanta. I've had it in Atlanta and it's good.
And I've never had Bojangles.
Ooh, also,
I've seen it at the airport.
Okay, so... Bojangles is known for their
next
biscuit.
Next to the Shake Shack.
That you can get like a chicken biscuit for breakfast out of there. Like they're known for their chicken and their biscuits. They also have the Bo-Berry biscuits for dessert, which is like a cinnamon biscuit with like the icing on top and stuff.
I always see people say it's better than Popeyes.
So Popeyes, they have an assortment of chicken because, you know, Bojangles, you can only get like the tenders. Oh, I think you can get pieces too, but it's not seasoned like Popeyes is seasoned. It's just a tender cut, I believe. Or Popeyes claims to have more premium cuts. Who knows? Popeyes, they have the tenders and the seasoned chicken and the great desserts and the great sides. Zaxby's is known. Okay, well, Chick-fil-A is staying. I'm sorry. I'm just going ahead and tell y'all that Chick-fil-A is going to stay. Because the lemonade is good. The chicken is delicious. The milkshakes are bomb. I'm keeping Chick-fil-A. Zaxby's also has a fair case because they do the tenders, the chicken. They have their own signature creamy sauce. Almost like Chick-fil-A's Chick-fil-A sauce.
New York has Zaxby's?
New York does not have Zaxby's.
See, that's why I've never tried it.
Well, Zaxby's is just an ugly name. So let's start there. That's already, you know, a deterrent for me.
Do we have Bojangles in New York?
No, my fatness has not led me to Bojangles in New York.
Is it here?
I have not. I don't think I've seen one.
No, oh, well, I've had it and it's very good.
So good.
Zaxby's was good, but Zaxby's, out of these choices, Zaxby's was the most fast food-esque for me, if that makes sense. And so I feel like if anything came out of a bag in the freezer, it was Zaxby's.
Really?
And so, I am going to usher them right to the exit, move along, and go on and go. For me, it's Zaxby's. Popeyes, damn sure ain't going nowhere. Bojangles is good too, so you know you are. You can stay. I guess you know you can stay. Plus one. And Chick-fil-A is just good. It is what it is.
Fucking good.
I should have threw Chick-fil-A hateful evil asses out just on GP, but
they
it's
changed
real,
their ways.
Somebody they have waffle fries, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I remember.
I got to keep Chick-fil-A because of the Polynesian sauce.
When I lived in Atlanta, I ate a lot of Chick-fil-A.
And Zaxby's wasn't really popping. It was like a few of them there when you were there, but not a whole lot. Like
never
it is
went.
Now.
Yeah, because
they weren't
it.
Downtown. They didn't move downtown until like 2 or 3 years ago. I feel like it was never around there.
And then the Bojangles.
So I think Bojangles is the one I'm gonna have to get rid of.
Bojangles for you?
I'm going to have to get rid of Bojangles.
It do sound like some racist shit, don't it?
Bojangles is good, but like the sides aren't as great as I feel like it is everywhere else. Like Zaxby's, their fries are like seasoned.
No, them fries
Bojangles
were good.
Don't really have, I don't know them for their fries. I know they have hash browns, which I do like for
you
the
know
breakfast.
Who has good as fries? Do y'all remember Red Robin?
Oh my God, yes.
And that strawberry lemonade.
Those are some fries.
They all you can eat. Take that crazy.
That's one thing.
I was going to turn into a Red Robin in college. That's all we
miss chain restaurants. Yes. I don't go to chain restaurants like that in New York.
New York don't do them well. New York's all about that cheesy campy, like, let's have an experience. But their chains don't be good.
The chains are,
the
they
chains
suck
all
here.
Suck. I mean, it's a chain, so they probably think, oh, it's a chain. We'll just throw one in.
We fuck around and get mad going to Olive Garden here. You think you're going to be like Tony Childs? Oh, Tony's taking me to the Olive Garden. But no, you be coming out of there looking like Frankie. Okay. Over it. Well, you guys, this has certainly been fun, hasn't it?
This is cute.
Absolutely. There's one more about Kanye West albums, but we'll save that for another time.
Oh, shit.
We're going to be like Luther from, or whatever the guy's name was. Was it Leon? And Set It Off. Nate, that was his name. I'm in a bind, Nate. Luther. Some other time. We'll do these Yeezy albums some other time.
Today's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is on a mission to save home cooking because it's just too good to go away. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. They want to make home cooking more fun, so they focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Think of them as a farm-to-box company because they want everyone to have access to fresh ingredients that inspire great meals. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food to waste. They currently offer customers a classic box, a veggie box, and a family box. Customers can order 3, 4, or 5 different meals per week designed for either 2 or 4 people. And new recipes are created every week. HelloFresh even employs 2 full-time registered dietitians who review each recipe to ensure it's nutritionally balanced. We just got our HelloFresh boxes, and I could not believe what I got when I opened up that box.
I couldn't wait to get the box.
Like, just to see the box of the presentation on itself. I already like getting shit in the mail, but to get that big-ass box full of food, it was like,
I didn't get it yet.
Oh, I got the box.
When you get it, it's Christmas.
Dustin.
And it looks like it's going to be a whole experience.
It was good,
everything
too.
On the inside, the presentation is really colorful. The food, it's all really, really dope. So I can't wait to get started. So join HelloFresh today to experience a delicious and fresh meal. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter code FRIENDZONE30. That's HelloFresh.com, code FRIENDZONE30 to save $30 on your first week with HelloFresh.
I'm telling you guys, and the meals are broken down. Everything that you need is separated. It's so easy to cook. That's what I was most impressed with. Like, I'm a person who requires ease. Fran, you often talk about things being easeful.
I do.
And HelloFresh is easeful. So it's a great fit. And I, you know, it's not even about being funny right now. It just was good.
Ooh. Delicious.
HelloFresh.
So now we'll move on to this week's wellness segment.
Well. Shout out to Janet Jackson with the State of the World tour. Is that the name of it?
State of the World. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I actually want to see it because I've never seen her live. So.
I haven't either.
Right?
She Millie rocking the Bodak Yellow and shit. She done had that baby and got a new lease on life. Goddamn it.
I want to know how she loses weight so fast. I really want to know how she does it. She never talks about it, though.
She argue with it. I'm so sick of you on me. She makes it sick of being on her. She makes the weight sick of being. I'm so sick of you sicking all over me. I wish she were gone somewhere. Next thing you know, the weight be like, well, fuck it, bitch, I'm leaving. And she just slim right on down.
So last week we talked about the biofrequencies and vibrations of everything around you.
Yes.
Food you're eating, from the ingredients in your beauty products and just the products you keep around you in general. And shout out to Steen Fox.
Steen Fox.
Because remember we talked last week about the high vibration of roses and rose oil and things having to do with rose. And she was like, that gives a whole new meaning to stop and smell the roses.
Yes.
And I was like, holy shit. Never even made the connection. Love that. Because it's something literally. So yeah, something so simple that we always say. It's not just about the roses smelling good, but the fact that they actually have a high vibrational value.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to you. And then a lot of you were asking me, sent me tons of emails about high vibrational tools and aids that I use and like, what else do you use? And
like rose blunts.
Oh, God, you guys tagged me. That was so funny.
The email, they tagged it. They emailed it.
Snapchatted me with their roses being blunted. Which I thought was cute. Yeah, I was smoking.
I don't want one.
Right? I don't want no bugs on my lips. I don't know where that rose being pesticides.
But you gotta think about it. That's kind of sexy.
Right? It's very sexy.
Rose, okay. Some rose blends for your partner.
Till you wake up Saturday morning looking like.
When they wake up in the morning, just have a rose next to the on the night table for them.
Allergic reaction. Wake up the next morning looking like Hazel Lee and shit.
Looking like Masika.
Right.
All I know is. If that they say the brown blunts make your lips brown, if the rose petal make your lips rosy,
cute. It's gonna be
all you know it. Do not do that, friend. Don't encourage
it
me.
Might.
Don't encourage me to do something sexy.
So I wanted to tell you guys because if you follow me on Snapchat, Instagram stories, you'll see that whenever I'm in hotels or just you know places that aren't my home, like Airbnbs, I always spray everything. As soon as I get there, it's the first thing I do is spray the bed, the linens, just the air, everything, the tub. And the link to what I spray is called Resonance Apothecary. That's Resonance Apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shop on Etsy. Shout out to my partner, Hasnea, who you guys hear me mention Haz all the time. She's my partner in my wellness retreat. She is an herbalist and is a student of plant medicine. And those are her sprays that you guys always see me spraying. And I love them because they are all high vibrational. What she does is that she mixes high vibrational oils that have like high counts in megahertz. Remember last week's episode? As well as herbs that have high counts. She mixes them all up. She obviously, you know, makes them with so much love because it's not mass produced. She makes this herself and in her home based on her research and then sells them on an Etsy shop and they smell so good. And what I love is that they all have, good, right? Man. Asante has a couple.
I want some shit.
I'll bring you guys some. They're so amazing. And what I love about them is they have different ones. She has ones that are based on if you want more energy, if you need something calming, if you need something to raise your vibration, if maybe you're very resistant to change, she has one that's called Go With The Flow. And she's not bullshitting with these titles. She purposely mixes oils that has these emotional benefits. So you feel it. And you guys know I don't bullshit you. I have like 10 different ones. And whenever I need to kind of get in a very specific headspace, I know the one to choose, which one to spray. I carry it with me in my book bag. I spray them on myself. And it's just really helpful. It's a helpful aid if maybe you find yourself. I know what people mentioned when they emailed me was that they maybe live in homes with people that are like really negative and it's hard for them to maintain a high vibration.
Spritz their ass.
No,
right. Spritz them like mace.
Right in the face.
Right. So I get that. That is a tough cookie. Famous. That's a famous Amos. Where you're trying to figure out how to hold your frequency when you're surrounded by chaos. It's even just on the internet with all the news that's happening right now. How can you get online and even laugh at these things when you're bombarded with a lot of heaviness all day long? So this is the challenge. We call it the ninja training, is to hold your frequency in the middle of chaos. And I think tools like this, and even we mentioned the rose oil, doing your research too, even songs. Next week we're going to talk about binaural beats, and it's audio therapy, which I know what happened.
Sorry, when you said that, I thought about Tinashe.
She
has a song called that?
It's a little interlude. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
What is it?
On the project, the track is the binaural test, and it's just her doing the
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you love her now?
And then she got albums called Amethyst and shit.
Friend, if you want me to give you the breakdown, it all means something now.
That's
Future
awesome.
Is mine.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the audio sensory ways to relax, because not everyone, you know, is going to relax through scent. That's not everyone's thing. Some people don't like scents. They find them annoying. You know, not everyone burns incense or sprays. Mm-hmm. So I got to find different ways to reach you guys. So next week we'll talk about that. And this week I just wanted to put the sprays into your radar. I know I've mentioned them before, but she's added a lot more things. Now she makes tea blends for those of you who are tea heads like myself. She makes oils that you can actually like roll-on oils that you can put on your wrists and on your neck, which are really, really nice and calming. And then she makes resins, which I've talked to you guys about before, that it's the purest form of incense, where it's not rolled into the incense stick, but this is what incense actually is. It's the purest form of it, and it's called resins.
I bet you that shit smells so good.
It's the sap straight from the tree.
How do you activate it, I guess?
You buy charcoal, these little charcoal, how would you call them? These little like cylinders, just like little
spheres?
Yes, little charcoal spheres, and then you put the resin in the middle and you light up the bottom of the charcoal. You kind of create like a little oven. And as you're lighting it, the charcoal gets really hot, and then the resin just starts steaming.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
So you get a pure scent, because it's straight from the sap. Like, you're burning the sap. So your house,
what the hell I've been doing with Glade all this time? Mountain waters and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And it's healthier for you, too, because a lot of times when you buy incense, especially the ones from the bodega that we have in them funny-ass names.
Yeah.
Don't hate on Black love. Ooh. Or Obama.
Onyx.
Or get paid.
Get paid.
Sweet.
So they, you know, you don't know where those come from. You don't know who rolled them, what else they put in it. You just have no idea. They just smell really good. A lot of times they smell like perfume. So God only knows what's in it. But these resins are the straight sap. So it's amazing. And you can see it even when you buy it. It looks like little crumbles from a tree. So something to look into. She has amazing blends on her site. These are actually the ones we use on the tour. So nice. I burn them all the time.
I'm very interested.
Yeah. So just something to look into. Just you guys know I always want to put you on to the cool ways to stay high vibrational. Hopefully you'll check that out. Once again, that's Resonance Apothecary on Etsy.com. And shout out to Hazanea.
She had me at Resonance. It's such a classy word.
Isn't it? An apothecary. I love the word apothecary.
Yeah. That's,
those are names right there.
Right?
So, I named my daughter Resonance.
Resonance!
And I love it because she calls it plant spirit medicine for the finely tuned.
No wonder I like it.
There we go.
And that's it for this week's wellness segment. Now let's jump to Mr. Music Man.
Hey.
What you got for us this week, Asante?
It's the Music Man, and I'm back at it again. And I sing as well as I can. Oh, yeah. Okay, so for this week's music segment, I want to start off doing the listens lately. Mm. And then I'm going to give you an icebreaker after that.
Uh-oh. Works for me. Set your schedule.
Let me see my Spotify.
And, you know, I've asked the internet who they've been listening to lately. And shout out to y'all for tweeting me all this shit. Shout out to everybody participating in the Playlist Pledge. It's the last week of September, so get your final feels in for the September, sweet September. October is already looking really crunk. A lot of people were telling me that they felt like this month was a little slow. It was a big mid-tempo project, even though I had to mix Uzi Vert and shit in there. But next month, it's going to be a little bit more crunk. I just had to get y'all a little warmed up. So for the listeners lately, let's hear what y'all been listening to.
I have been listening to Trip by Janae Aiko.
Yes, Lord.
That song Sativa with Swae Lee is the shit. I could not stop playing it. I really like the whole album. I will say, though, I was excited to see she had a song with Brandy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like, unless it was my speakers or my headphones, the mix was weird. Like, it sounded like Brandy was, like, far away. I don't know. It almost sounded like she sent in her vocals as opposed to them working together.
In the studio, yeah.
And then, it just wasn't mixed. I don't know. The mix just sounded weird to me. But I also was like, maybe it's my headphones. I don't know. But I was excited that they did a song together.
Yes.
What else did I love? Oh, and shout out to the visual for Map. Is it called Map? Her short film.
Oh, yeah. It's called Don't Trip. And it's like...
Oh, it's called Don't Trip. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought, like, I don't know where I got Map from.
It's like 20... Well, maybe the whole thing is Map. But the first part, I guess, is 20-something minutes. Mm-hmm. It's called Don't Trip. Or it's called... what did I just say it was called?
Don't Trip.
It is called Don't Trip. Okay, so the first, like, 20 minutes... Damn, I fucked up. It's like her going through this journey with this dude. I actually watched the shit earlier
today. I thought
today.
It was great. It was cool. I love how she integrated her poetry.
Yes.
And dealing with everything with her brother. Man. Which, I will say, tied in seamlessly to last week's episode of The Friend Zone. I love when that shit happens because I always tell you guys there's a collective consciousness and then I get proven right every time. And you guys get to see how that works because you'll see that we'll mention an artist and then they'll come out with something or we'll mention a topic and then someone will have an article about it. So for her to have this thing where the visual was about she has to get over her brother's death in order to live her life. And her brother literally telling her,
yes,
like, you have to let me go. I have a life and you have a life to live as well. And I was sitting there like, this is wild. It was so spot on that she even said something similar about what I said about hell. Did you hear that part?
Mm-mm.
She said, hell is not a place. It's I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What did she say? It's
other people or something like that.
Oh, fuck. What did she say? I know exactly what you're talking about because it stuck out to me. Resonance. It resonated with me, too.
And I thought that was kind of bugged out. The fact that we literally started our theories off with the same exact words about hell not being a place. I think she said hell is other people.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, you know.
You're right. It is called Trip. Trip the movie.
Trip the movie. Yeah. So. That was dope. I love the resonance. That really made me happy because it makes me feel like whenever we do our episodes, there's an energy forecast that I'm tapping into. And then there's people feeling the same thing. So shout out to you, Janae.
We the stone of podcasts.
Right.
Like, we got energy. But I love that project.
So good.
All the songs that feature Big Sean are the shit.
Yes.
It's just great. The song with Swae Lee is a hit. I'm so ready for him to drop a solo album. I don't know what to do. I feel like he's going to drop a solo album.
They're dropping a mixtape together.
Him and her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yep. They asked her in an interview. They were like, you and Swae Lee sound really good together. And she was like, we do. And then the guy was like, would you go do a mixtape? And she was like, absolutely.
Fuck.
Which
yes.
means it's coming, obviously. Yep. So that's
Fuck
really dope.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's gonna be
shout
soon.
Out to both of them. Because right? that right there.
It'll be good.
I love it.
I've also been listening to never in my life that I think I would say G-Eazy, but G-Eazy, No Limit. Shout out to A$AP Rocky and Cardi B because that record is amazing. And lastly, Crystal has me listening to the Rakin' Up record.
The what?
The Rake It
the
Up.
The church song?
The gospel song that I thought.
Shirley.
She has not stopped listening to that song.
Yo, we were in an Uber and it came on she and said, she rapped the entire record from beginning to. I literally, you know that the meme of Chloe, the little girl that's looking over like, yeah. That was me.
Listen.
I was like, Crystal, I'd never seen her like that.
Well, we were in New Orleans.
She was literally boxing me and Jade out, like, of the car. She was so hype, and the Uber driver could not stop laughing.
When we were
she
in
was
New
like,
Orleans,
fuck it up, fuck it up.
On Bourbon Street, we were walking by one of the chicken spots, and we literally stopped walking and went in there, and I was dancing, and she wrapped the whole verse and was streaming like I was her stripper bitch.
Shout out to
and
Crystal.
All the people in the restaurant were looking at this bitch like, what in the hell is this?
She loves she that
no
song.
Thoughts. I love it.
She made me love it. So.
That's right. I should text her right now. Right to China.
She gonna text the whole verse back.
So those are my listens lately.
What about you, Mr. Ross?
Oh, and the Cozy Tapes. Shout out to ASAP Mob.
The Cozy yes. Tapes, friend.
So damn good.
Did y'all walk off the water. Hey, that's my favorite song on the project. Yeah, Janae Aiko, her album, Friend, nailed it. I love it. I've been listening to Fergie's, not her whole album, but she has a song called Just Like You that's amazing. It should have been her first single.
Yes.
It just is a home run. It's a great song. So I love Just Like You by Fergie. Butterfly Effect by Travis Scott.
Yes.
I've been listening to Beast Mode by A Boogie with the Hoodie with PNB Rock. I've been listening to On the Old School Tip. Lately, I've been hooked on Just Us by Two Tons of Fun. I don't know if everybody knows about that, but it's a good funk song that is one of the most amazing, upbeat, hopeful, just feel-good records I've ever heard in my life. And they're singing their ass off. The music is beautiful. It's called Just Us by Two Tons of Fun.
He just played this for me.
Two Tons of Fun.
So I just want to leave that out there. And that's all I have to say this week. Kevin Gates got a new project. It's a couple songs on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Know. Yeah.
You know what? Let me not say anything. Y'all attack me for who I mentioned.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I have one more.
Okay.
Come on with it.
Have y'all heard of this jazz musician from New Orleans called Christian Scott?
Mm-mm.
He actually just recently changed his name to Christian Scott Atunde Ajua.
I hope
I'm saying that properly. But he has a song called Isadora. That's actually written and created for the girl that you guys keep confusing me for that sings backgrounds on Solange's. And it's a beautiful song. I came across it this week and I heard it in an elevator, strange enough. And I was like, this is like my heart. And I Shazammed it. And that's what came up.
Damn.
And it freaked me out because I know her. Like, me and her are friends, so to see that she has a jazz song about her, like
that's so dope.
Damn.
I was like,
next
how
level.
Fucking beautiful is that? That you were such a muse for someone that they put sounds to how you make them feel
in a jazz album too.
In a like, jazz album, so please check that out. Christian Scott is on Spotify and Isadora. Even just the name, so beautiful. He's a vibe. He took me back to like. My love for Miles Davis and Coltrane, and I thought that was nice. Like
so
a modern
dope.
Touch to jazz. So if you're into jazz, that's something cool and modern and fresh to check out. That's it.
Dope. Well, outside of Janae, I've been listening to the randomest shit. Young Thug put out a project earlier this month or maybe last month called Young Martha. It's Young Thug and a DJ called Carnage. And it's kind of cool. Like, I think I like the way that Young Thug raps. So to hear him do like a different style or a different, like something on something different was kind of dope. So if you're just looking to listen to Young Thug and you're looking to listen to some different shit, check that out. I also have been listening to this song by Uchi Gang. It's
sound like they got some.
Or maybe it's Ochi Gang. It's O-C-H-I Gang. And they have a song called Fatty Girl.
Okay.
But
they definitely got some.
I mean... It's not like your old school, but it is something kind of catchy and cute. And the dude sounds like Pharrell that's singing on the song, which kind of freaks me out, but kind of actually makes me want to listen to it more. So that's who I'm listening to. Outside of that, I've been listening to a lot of old school ATL shit. Mm. Just because I'm going to be in Atlanta this weekend with Three doing the pop-up shop, and I'm curating the music for it. So if you want, someone told me I should make the playlist available. So if you want the playlist for the Reed's pop-up shop, at the pop-up shop, I will sell you an early peek into the link so you can just have it before anybody else, if that's what you want. Somebody was like, I will pay you for it. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. And they gave me the whole map and the rundown. So shout out to you.
Damn.
So I'm going to be Sheree selling t-shirts at the pop-up shop. Y'all come and see me. And here's my icebreaker for you guys. So for the artist that you mentioned, one got to go.
Oh, my God.
So what you said, Janae... you said, who else you been listening to? Like, you been listening to the Cozy Tapes and
all of ASAP
and G-Eazy.
Oh, easy.
And keep it G, okay?
The jokes write themselves.
All right, well, so G-Eazy goes.
Yeah,
G-Eazy's gone.
Dustin. A Boogie with the hoodie.
A Boogie with the hoodie.
Just because, even though he be jamming, that why should I have so to say dope. That? Yeah, A Boogie with the hoodie. Why should I be forced to say a whole sentence when I want to identify you? A Boogie with the hoodie.
That's the wave right now.
But
music.
And you know what? You are low key reminding me of the Dream. Not so much, but when he was on Signed and he was
talking
like,
about Cozy with the Curls, but yes. Cozy was jamming. Though.
I mean, and Cozy talented as jamming. Fuck. I was like, how you gonna come at him about his name like he can't wrap his ass up? Talking about, yeah, but Jay-Z ain't gonna do no track with Cozy with the Curls. And so, oh,
Cozy with the
shout
curls.
Out to Cozy with the Curls for getting
signed.
There it is. The talent was there. Because, you know, the signed rapped and they showed who got signed and who didn't. And some people got signed. Some people just got, like, one-off deals. And some people didn't get signed. So, one got to go for me, right? Who did I say I was listening to? I listened to Janae, a bunch of Atlanta shit. Uchi Gang. Uchi Gang could go because it's just a remake of an old song. But if y'all want a fresh new take on it, just listen to them.
Oh, and Gucci got new music, speaking of Uchi.
Gucci's new song with
The Weeknd is Kerr. The jam.
I want to hear it in the club.
It is very good.
And you know who else got some new music, but it's a little off-center. And I only say off-center because it's a little bit different than I feel like people are used to them making music.
Noah Cyrus?
No, but somebody told me I should check that out.
Noah Cyrus?
Yeah. So I love Makanonin. I love Makonnen, excuse me. And Ray Shimmer did a
Makanonin, you make him sound like one of
a cookie.
A pack of hair. Beauty supply.
A Makanonin the cookie nut. A Makanonin the cookie.
I told you I wanted Cankalon and you brought me Makanonin. The hell am I supposed to do with this?
Sound like a middle school. She go to Makanonin.
So Makonnen has a song with Ray Shimmer and it's like a rock song. It's called Love.
Okay.
But
it's
I think
good?
It's dope. Yeah. Like I really fuck with them.
Ray I love Shimmer. McConan makes good music, though.
He's a no, great
like,
producer.
Real shit.
Really?
He is a
really
great producer.
He
that's because you got him confused with Dice, Lala Cousin. I love McConan look like Dice, don't he?
So he just really, if he could work on his producing hat and just work on people's production, I feel like he could have some knockouts. He could be an A1. He could have A1 hits. Anyway, that's it here for the Music Man segment. Unless you have any other things you'd like to share.
Nope.
Great. This was awesome. And now we're going to take it on over to TV Land. Dustin Ross, take it
we're
away.
We're going to ask him for a friend. Ain't shit come on TV this week.
Nothing?
Oh, damn.
Nothing.
People
I mean, what are we going to
so
talk about?
Excited
love and hip-hop.
How much you talked last week. Right, you cannot let them down.
No, last week is a lot to talk about. Love and Hip Hop came on this week. I'm over it.
Why?
I have nothing to say because Hazel E. really makes me want to rip my toenails off.
Jesus.
She
I'm
really
behind.
Just like, I mean, it is so draining to watch every week, week after week. It's a shit
She's
show.
She's a boss ass bitch.
Right.
Bitch.
She's a boss bitch. And Girl Code Inc. And you know, and my businesses and my books and all this shit. And she gets humiliated every week. And it's like she's so aware and so, you know, in tune with all these vibes from everybody else, but when everybody's clowning her right in her face, she acts like it's not even going on and she doesn't get it. And I'm just sick of it. AD, I guess, fuck it. Fuck it. We're gonna talk about Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yeah,
AD.
Come on,
who's AD?
AD is Monique Slaughter's girlfriend.
Okay.
And they was in a relationship or whatever, but the way, first of all,
the
AD looked like, she looked like one of them twins on American Horror Story. Remember the, that's who AD looked like, first of all. Second of all, because I don't like how she did Monique. I'm just going to tell you. They had a relationship issues, whatever. AD might just be tired, you know. When a 80s fed up. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But But you know, Asante, just the way that it. She
I cannot.
So, we rest on a roll now, baby. Let's go.
Look, he over here like, okay.
Not
delicioso.
Oh, now that's okay. But no, the way that AD did Moniece, I thought was completely inappropriate and rude. Alexis Sky at this point is just doing anything to get attention, and I had given her the benefit of the doubt a few weeks ago, and I still stand by what I said because I felt like that at that time, but now my opinion has changed.
Aren't her and Masika pregnant now, both of them?
Again. I'm not sure if Masika's pregnant, but Alexis is saying that she's pregnant.
Oh my!
Because you know, so, Alexis already had the kids with Fetty, and then Masika
no, they don't
came
have
along.
Kids.
They didn't have a kid. Already.
Alexis oh,
they
and were Fetty just dating. They were dating,
and then Masika came and fucked it up and had a baby, and so now Alexis then came back and had her baby. So now
Masika's little baby is cute too. Have you seen the mm-hmm. baby?
This it's is cute. Wild, y'all.
TV,
but wild. Masika, another person who I liked on the show, but she's even getting on my nerves. Get willfully, she literally. Her and Zell got into an argument on the show, right? Shit happens, whatever. But at a certain point, after production realized that, hey, this is a guy and a girl, so they not going to fist fight. You know what I'm saying? They literally just going to argue. They were arguing at the same level and pace that you do when you're, you know, in a rage and getting ready to have a confrontation. But she literally came back and sat on the table to argue with him. Meanwhile, he's sitting in a chair across from her arguing and security standing in the middle. It just was. Although some of the things that Zell was saying, well, really all of the things that Zell was saying was funny, but it's
Masika
still.
Masika Kalisha, she fucks for a feature.
What? Masika Kalisha fucks for a feature. That's
oh,
what he was saying.
Oh my God, he made a lullaby.
He's funny. He's just
spinning
funny.
Around in a chair. And
he's funny. I can't help it. He's funny.
Is he y'all's favorite?
I don't have any favorites.
I don't have a favorite on that show either. But he is
like
he is legitimately
star.
Funny.
Hollywood hasn't given me a star.
It really hasn't. That's with everybody on the cast.
Right, with everybody.
Including
not
Keisha.
Not Chanel West Coast.
Definitely not Chanel
Definitely
West Coast.
Not her. Her sunglasses
took
up her
whole
face. I've been
doing music all my face. Life, even though I've never heard one song ever.
She had on the biggest sunglasses I have ever seen in my life. And I don't even think they were supposed to look like that. She looked like a windshield when she had them sunglasses on. Did you see when they were sitting there with that hair down? She literally did, and I just was over it. She acts like she's got this, you know, legitimate and credential career, and we're supposed to take her seriously. Why the fuck do I need to care about the girl from Ridiculousness?
And that's literally all she is
on this show.
She
like
keeps pretending
what?
Like she's been in the game. She's like, you know, I
got
been
a co-sign
Lil
from
Wayne.
Oprah, and Michelle Obama right. wrote my letter too.
She's
and...
naming these people like we're supposed to care about her. Like you've named all these people, and I've not heard your name out of any of these people's mouths. Ooh. I haven't heard Joy on a track with any of these people. Like,
and you know what
this...
else? Let's be clear. Just like how we just got through talking about whose name are we talking about Cozy with the Curls and somebody else.
Yes.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Yes.
Chanel West Coast. I actually think that's a fly
that's
ass,
a
name.
Ass name.
Like
ass
so
name.
Dope. And she's not even doing anything to make it. That's the kind of name that you got to carry with the way you carry yourself. Think about before Amber Rose started talking and all we knew was like her
oh
look. You know what I'm saying? But follow me here. Remember,
okay.
remember the. Just the way she carried herself, the charisma
she had.
Yes. Like, you need to bring some of that. When you have a name like Chanel West Coast and now you have the opportunity to be on television, why are you ever being like losing your cool on camera? Why are people ever seeing you get out of character? You need to be cool. Your name is Chanel West Coast, nigga.
She could at the very least be like a Nikki Baby or something. Like, with a name like
Nikki
Chanel
Baby.
West Coast.
Yep.
Like, I want her to come on camera like, I'm Chanel West Coast and be like this popping ass bitch. She's like, what's up? It's Chanel. Yep, it's Chanel. West Coast.
Or just always like, appear too cool for school. Like, your name is Chanel West Coast. But she's
she don't got no bars. Yep. She don't got, like, there's nothing about her that makes me be like, all right, like, Chanel West Coast got it.
I love theme parks and roller coasters and amusement parks. And she legit reminds me of the girls that be like the little sweeperettes. You know who I'm talking about? She looks
Justin.
Like a, and I don't mean that there's nothing wrong with them. What I mean is they always look like young teenagers from like middle America, right? That's what the people always look mm-hmm. like. And that's what she looks like to me. Yes. There's no star quality for you to be on this TV show fighting and arguing with people and
right.
shit. You know, let's be clear, because I don't want nobody thinking I'm trying to be funny about the people that be sleeping at the park, because they all know that is literally my favorite thing on the face of the earth to do. Everybody that knows me knows I love roller coasters, theme parks, and all things involved. Hell, half the time, them the people that tell you what the new ride is when you ain't supposed to know, because sometimes they really do know. So let's be clear.
Park
but
quarter.
She still look like one of them.
Rose Burgundy is a dope-ass name, too, though.
For what?
Another one that doesn't.
A nail polish.
Another one that doesn't live up to his name.
Dustin, that's a cool ass name.
The color of a piece of leather.
Another one that doesn't live up to his name, though.
You know what? A semi-permanent hair color. Rose burgundy. A rinse.
A nail polish color. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of them oils from Resonance Apothecary. Rose burgundy.
Y'all gonna tell me that Rose Burgundy isn't a dope ass name?
Love the name.
For what?
It's a very cute
for
name.
An artist.
For a car. If I had like, say, I bought like a maroon
what if
sports
I came
car
out as Rose Burgundy,
that would be dope.
It well,
would
that's
be dope
different.
For you.
That's
that would
it.
Be dope for you.
I think it's dope.
For you or name. For somebody that could live up to the vibe, yes.
Another one that don't
like the
to
song
name.
Said, it's a vibe. And he's not vibing. Maybe he needs some rose in his burgundy so he can get his vibration levels right.
Yeah, he needs the megahertz.
I saw what her mom was like interrogating him at dinner.
Rolling
talking about,
like
so what do you do? What do you do, my lord?
Nothing. Not a damn
what
thing.
Did you do is what I wanted to ask her. What did you do that we got that we ended up with this? What did you do? That's what I wanted to ask her. I'm just over it. So that's why I told y'all I didn't even want to talk about it in the first damn place. Because I'm displaced. That's how I feel. I feel like Monday nights on VH1 at 8 o'clock, there was a home base for me to be entertained. At least believe a little bit of what I see. I know, you know, they say walk by faith and not by sight. But goddamn it, my eyes was open at 8 o'clock. It's called watching TV. I'm supposed to watch it. So what I saw, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I can't believe it. That's my issue with Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. And that's why I didn't want to talk about it. But that's what we had in TV land today, y'all.
Wait, what about Greenleaf?
It's Amen. Over.
You know, I couldn't get into it.
You didn't like it this season?
I'm sorry. I don't think I can continue.
I fell off. I just caught up the last season on Netflix. And I was like, I'll catch next season. When
I tried. I fell off. I don't know what it is. It changed.
Boy, it's been real good to me. And since you brought it up, thank you, because I forgot. Right. Y'all, Lady Maven had taken me through it. Okay, first of
talk
all,
about it.
Lady May and that affair and the fact that the bishop then found out he is going to knock LaToya Luckett down, okay? Him and the bishop and LaToya Luckett's character, they gonna mess around. It's inevitable,
the
especially
bishop?
Now. Oh my God,
like
yes.
LaToya?
Especially
okay,
now that he's mad at Lady. You know, Lady Maiden cheated, and then this
with
week,
who?
Let me tell you something, the lawyer's daddy. The
oh,
lawyer that
yes.
messed around.
That's, yes, remember.
Okay. We should have known.
And
you saw that little look. They were like, what's her name?
Nicki Minaj and Blac Chyna in that video, the way they looked at each other and it's about the right side. That's how the bishops. That's how they looked at it.
No, the way being Mary Jane's mama done cheated.
Oh, I ain't been watching that, but I heard about it. Margaret Avery ought to be ashamed.
Shook Avery.
Margaret Avery. I guess she said even sinners got sold too. You about to find out.
I love that they're giving older women on these shows some, like, you know, some
yeah.
spice, some
you
smoke.
Know what? This is
it
so
happens.
Funny.
That's a very, that happens.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Give them some storylines.
Period. Margaret Avery. I can't believe Suge didn't cutting up like that down to being Mary Jane.
Suge
Avery cutting up on being Mary Jane like that. Okay.
You've been on my mind.
Sing. I just realized I was singing with you. I wish I would have realized you were singing. I would have shut the fuck up so we could hear you. You know, that's a privilege. Shit. But yeah, so that's how I feel about TV. Greenleaf, y'all know Charity.
What is it with
you? She ain't got shot yet or something.
I just, for the life of me, if there's never been a Clorox Colada served, I wish.
Oh,
I'm telling you, like, I just, Charity Greenleaf just takes me to the floor. But it's been really good. I can't wait for the season finale. And y'all, this week we find out
Clorox Colada
served. Friend, guess what we find out this week?
What?
Okay, the bishop and Oprah's character, they did mess around. We get the confirmation that they messed around. He says it's a one-time thing, and then they show a clip of next week. The whisper is back, y'all, because this the good gossip about
next week.
Isn't
she his
week.
Sister?
That's Lady May's sister. That's
right.
Lynn Whitfield's sister. The bishop
so
hit it.
Sister-in-law.
The bishop hit it. It was sister in the bed. I mean, that's what it was. That was her sister in the bed, apparently. But look, so not only do we find out they did it, but the bishop said that was one time. And then the screen cut to Oprah, because Lady Mel, you know, she be with the shit. So she go over Oprah's house and they show Oprah, Fred. I'm telling you, it's been so much. That's why I'm so glad you said something. But Fred, so they go over there and they show Oprah saying, oh, that's what he told you? They show Oprah saying that. So apparently it was more than that. And this is so scandalous. And I can't wait to y'all about it next week.
How did I miss all of this?
I got to check it out, too.
I just couldn't get past. Was it the first episode where she kills him and they were going to charge her and didn't? Mm-hmm. And she got off? Mm-hmm. That's as far as I got.
It wasn't realistic to you.
I just was like, all right, I don't know. But I mean, I'll give it a chance because all this you're talking about.
I'm telling you, it's a lot to be said. Charity baby still crying. That baby is always crying in the scene. I'm just playing.
Okay, really random question for TV Land. Did you watch Dance Moms?
You know I ain't watched no damn Dance Moms.
I know you didn't. That's why I purposed
it. But
was
isn't
random.
Boom Cackle?
Lorianne is on there. And
I will watch it for that.
I watched her on there.
Is it good?
This bitch walks in and, you know, everybody's stunned to see her and she's holding her cup of coffee or whatever. And she's like, don't worry. You don't have to do anything but just be. So I'm
like, already.
I was like, ooh. But when I tell you, Lorianne, she really gives it to these girls, but she also really cares for these women. Like, aww. It's really dope to, like, watch them. She's like, are you lazy? Like, you know, she's about to have a Lorianne moment. She's like, it's okay to say it. Say it. But she's like, say, I'm not lazy and I'm just nervous because I'm here with the superstar and I want to win. Like, yeah, empowering these young girls. I was like, okay, Lorianne. But it's still good to see her, you know, every time she's about to turn. And then some of the moms, they put hands on each other, which was funny to watch. Two of these moms.
I mean, that's always the follow-up question when you hear it was a fight. Ooh, who won?
They just laid hands. Like, oh, okay. Like, one of them just really lost her temper that day and just clawed at the one a bit. And then she's like, you're going to jail. You know, they real white. So, you know, it ended real fast. But it was worth a watch. So in like two or three episodes that she's on there. So
I might have to check it out.
What about Ayanla with DMX?
It didn't come...
Do you know... Can I tell you how many people tagged me when she told him... Don't ever tell that story again. People were like, friend, let the story go.
I cannot.
And DMX looked at her like, bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
You do not have permission to speak to me that way. What did she tell him? Yana, man, she folded DMX like a letter in an envelope.
She was ready.
She was. And she didn't let him have his say. It was just toxic.
It came out already?
DMX?
That episode?
Yeah.
Y'all
wait, there's a new DMX episode?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Did she do a follow-up?
Is that an old clip that people Yana were tagging
and DMX?
Me to?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because it tied into our... I thought it was a new episode.
It's that good, ain't it?
She better...
It's that damn good.
The follow-up.
She better start checking on people and holding them accountable for real all the way around.
Well, then she needs to pick that hair up. Pick that hair up off the side of her head and move it to the other side because I'm tired of looking at that one side. I'm sick of that. It's been 4 seasons of shaved sides. I'm tired of that.
Maybe she's hiding something.
Commit to it, Yanda. You always giving somebody else advice. Let me fix your life right quick. Are you going to grow your hair or not? I'm tired of that whole the short natural was so cool and beautiful or whatever. Any of her hairstyles look great because it's Yanda. Let's be clear. I love her. That's why I can pack her up like this. But this whole adding a track and then... curling it to the side and it's coming down over your eyebrow and right on your ear and that's just long enough on that side and then it just stopped like in the back. It's going over to one side and then it just stopped. It's no gradient. There's no curl stack. There's nothing. It's no buildup. It's just head and then hair and I'm tired of that. I'm tired of looking at it.
It's Rose Burgundy.
See? Thank you, Fran. Yana look like how, what color is Yana? Rose Burgundy. This is a mess, Hazel.
Oh my god,
it's a mess, and you knew it when you met him.
Oh my god,
you got the boy sucking your foot on television. You're sitting on a boat.
Tell me about LA.
What are you doing?
Tell me about running Hollywood.
Yet you say girl code ink.
Which Hollywood do you run, Hazel?
Must Be Too Hollywood.
It must be two.
I screamed. Three. When he said it must hilarious. Be two. Hollywood.
They was in. They was that's up hilarious. There reading.
I can't wait to tell that to somebody. Must Be Two New York.
She said her book sold out. She, what it was? Three, four.
Yeah, I bet it did. We only printed four copies. One for you. One for they was let. They was rolling. When I tell you, like some dice, terrible. Literally. Literally. So that's all I have to say. TV Land, thank y'all for re-energizing and lighting my fire. Thank you, friend, for lighting my fire. Thank you, friend.
Now you I need to start watching everything. TV segment. Now we're going to move on to what you guys have to ask us. And actually, we have a super cute announcement.
Ooh.
About how this segment may change.
Cause we taking
soon.
This over the phone. Oh wait, not today. I was just fucking with y'all.
But we have this new technology is available to us now that we're developing. Where Asking for a Friend is actually going to be a call-in segment.
Yes, Lord.
So it'll be live, and you guys will engage with us.
You can reach out and touch somebody,
which will be awesome. And of course, we'll keep developing it, maybe start pranking some of y'all, calling y'all unexpectedly. But once we have the number and the rollout, Asante's
I was
going to
say, should we have them send in their phone numbers and maybe call somebody next week?
Oh, that'd be cute.
Y'all can email your phone numbers into the show and maybe we'll catch you and maybe we won't.
Right? We'll have it on file. But once we get that situated, which will be very soon, we're hoping, we're aiming for next week. We will give you guys the number to call us, and then we'll start tweeting out when we're recording so that you guys can call us live on the show. Exciting. Yay, friend zone.
I can make you pick your phone up.
Something fresh for the new season, but until we get to that, for now, we'll go to the emails. What you got for us, Asante?
Sorry, that was cute. Don't forget, as per usual, to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. Without further ado, subject is cheat dreams and beautiful nightmares.
Wow.
I told myself I wasn't going to read this part, but fuck that.
This from Kiki Wyatt.
I have been binge listening to your podcast over the past few months and can't say enough good things about it. My question is particularly directed to Dustin and Fran, since y'all have cheated too.
Oh.
Now what? Now.
Damn.
When the fuck? When did I say...
She assumed, Dustin.
My man, you know that said you make an ass out of you and me, and that's what your goal was, apparently. I ain't never said.
That's why I said that. I was like, when did we say? Yeah, so, you know, I cheated or whatever. But maybe that happened. I don't know. You know, I be smoking. Anyway, the past 2 weeks, I've had three dreams that I cheat on my amazing boyfriend of 2 years with my ex-husband. The first time it happened, I wrote it off as a sign I just needed to get some from my man. But I still felt super guilty that I was into the sex in the dream. The second dream, I was about to have sex with my ex, and I somehow willed my boyfriend into the dream and started having sex with him in front of my ex, which was a pretty awesome dream diss. The third dream happened last night, and it was me visiting my ex in college, which I used to do while we were dating. Practically begging him for sex, going down on him, and all kinds of despicable stuff.
Despicable.
I woke up in a panic. I feel super guilty and confused why this is happening when I'm so happy with my new relationship. I Googled my problem and read an article. Oh, you Googled it. That there is something in my old relationship I'm not letting go of, or something I'm not dealing with in my new relationship. I'm scared this will not stop happening if I don't figure out what it is I need to deal with. Both me and my boyfriend are divorced. We live together and things are moving in a good direction, but we have not had a real conversation about marriage. We all about our future together, but I do feel nervous to commit further because I don't want things to fall apart once we do. Plus, my ex-husband and I had cheated on each other in real life and had a very unhealthy relationship / marriage. Have any of you been dream cheaters? If so, what did you do to figure out why you had these dreams? And do you have any insight on why I'm dream cheating on my man? Thanks. I'm going to just say your name was Girl, because I don't know if that's your real name at the end. Thanks, Girl. So the real question is, have any of you been dream cheaters?
Okay, first of all, I didn't write a letter. She did. So let's start there. So it don't matter where we've been. Now, as far as your issue is concerned, I don't even think that's dream. That's a wet dream. Like, that ain't dream cheat. Like, that's literally she had a wet couple wet dreams. Shit. Like, okay.
Is it wet when you still wake up dry?
Did she? But according to her, she didn't. She pushing and pulling and and people coming in and out, and everybody's down. You know, it's a lot going on.
Pushing and pulling.
Red light district at nighttime over there. But let me say this. I don't think there's anything abnormal or anything that she needs to feel bad or beat herself up about. If anything, get your she got something else going on. And I think that well, whoever she looked up and told her that, you know, she had something in her old relationship that she needed to let go of, that's an inference that anybody could have made really using context clues. So I wouldn't take that as, you know, legal jargon. You know what I'm saying? But I think that she just is thinking about her ex and attracted to him, and I don't think she's happy sexually in her current relationship. And so I think that she needs to get a handle on that. Like, it's not that you're having the dreams, it's the fact that you have these feelings attached to the dreams when you awake. Shit, that's what needs to give you pause, is your thoughts while you awake. Damn, what you dreamed about, you thinking about committing these issues while you're awake. So I think that that's what you need to get to the bottom of before you worry about a dream, because the dream is innocent. You didn't do anything. You just had a dream, and you really don't have any control over that, especially if you eat ice cream before you go to bed.
Oh, my God. So you are mad specific.
That's all I have to say. Everybody know you get a nightmare after eating ice cream. So,
It just sounds normal.
Right, it's a weird dream. Right.
I mean, I'm like, I don't. You know what? I'm single. I have nothing to worry about. I feel like that's always happens where you'll just kind of have a Rolodex of old experiences, and sometimes you tap into them for the hell of it. Sometimes, you know, you saw them looking good on Instagram, and it makes you think of something. I think it's normal.
Lip bite.
I think it's perfectly normal, but if you are like Dustin oh my God. Like Dustin said, if you're over here like stressed about it and feeling guilty in the daytime,
baby,
you need to work that shit out.
I mean, what I would assume, like if that were happening to me, is that I am unhappy in my current sexual situation, and this idea, this guilt you have of cheating, is because I would assume you're just not satisfied and you don't know how to express it. So you're kind of like satisfying yourself through your dreams, which I think is fine.
Literally.
I'm going to get a good night's rest one way or another.
I wouldn't tell your partner this. I don't think. I don't know that I'd want to hear that.
Why
would
she?
I don't think I'd want to hear that. But I do think that you should talk to him about your sex life.
I agree 100%.
You guys need to, you know,
the dream is literally your business. like the epitome of something being your business. Nobody knows it.
But us and 100,000 people listening.
Right.
We ain't say your name. So I don't know. I don't think it's anything to be worried about. I think that's perfectly normal. But if you calling out his name, though, during sex,
or like wanting to have, like carrying the dream over, like I want to make good on that, like I want to do
it. Yeah, if it makes you act on it in real life, then it's a problem. But have fun in your dreams, girl.
Okay, it's just a dream. A dream is still a dream.
Yeah, I think that you got some other shit going on. Dustin said that because it's a dream and you're giving it second thoughts and third thoughts and fourth thoughts.
Right, you're giving it power.
So you Googled it. So it's something literally that you have going on. Because you know something is wrong.
You Googled it.
I mean, literally. You Googled, you know when she you got to look something up? She Googled it. She was like, let me see if this look at my dream. Like, you know something's going on. The fact that you had to stop
Google dreams for the dick. Might be what it seemed for the dick.
She go online for the dick.
Because a nigga too fine for the dick. Oh!
And she fucking in her mind for the dick. Okay.
Got me right in friend zone for the dick.
So, I don't know if you just maybe missed the sex between your ex, or it's just something that your current ain't doing, or maybe things are just changing and you don't know what the fuck is going on, but you
this is something with you. I don't think your partner is even doing anything because this is something that you're thinking about. I don't think your ex is thinking about you.
Right. What he so got you to do with to, your dream?
Right. I don't think your ex is thinking so about you, so you need to go call him or nothing. Because, you know, people would be like, oh, I've been thinking about you all day, so I got to hit you up. It's like, no, he might be fine over there. You might be opening something you don't need to open up again.
Because you got a man.
Right. Because you have a man. Right. So, you know, you need to just be at home and wonder what's, you know, what doesn't belong in that corner over there and figure out what needs to go there and try to fill it up that way.
Now, shit does happen.
Shit does happen.
And you just had to be real about it.
I do think the fact that you did Google it, you're looking for confirmation of a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that will make you Google it. Like, you're looking for something that you already know the answer to and you were hoping there was an article that was going to give you momentum towards a thought you want to gaslight
that's yourself. 100%.
Right. So I would go and trace what this little thought is that you were hoping would be
no, we propelled. Don't know if the guy is a thought. Oh, thought.
Oh, my I'm God. So I don't know. It sounds like you're looking for something. I don't know.
You're going to find it.
You are, hopefully.
Curiosity going to kill that cat.
You said that you hopefully and your ex-husband were cheating on each other, so hopefully you don't find yourself in a situation where you feel like you have to cheat again. If you feel like that might be where you're going, be honest with yourself and see that that is the path that you, I mean, I'm just saying if I don't actually know what you're thinking, but if you feel like that you might be getting that cheating itch again or that's where you might be going, then maybe you do need to just ask for some space and not do it Issa Rae style. Don't break up on your birthday and go step out, you know, Team Lawrence.
Right.
And just get it right, get it tight, girl. Write us in.
And I want to update. Know. I was just about to say, I want to update.
Let us know if you're still having some more sex dreams. Let us know if you
dreaming about your cruel. She dreaming. She baby girl from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood with that money gun, her legs up in the air.
Bridget Kelly. Oh, yeah, with the money gun. Dream girl.
Bridget Kelly.
Pretty they, girl.
Pretty girl. That's what
I
they
actually
call
think
her.
That's dope.
That
the money gun.
The name Pretty Girl.
I think it, the name Pretty Girl cute. Is dope
that's
too.
Poppin'.
It's cuter the way that they showed her in the studio with Marcus. Like, he made it seem like dope.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's coming up.
I gotta catch
I like
up.
That they didn't look crazy when Marcus had it in the studio. But
that's a dope name, though. I think it's a, it'd I agree. A good look just the for way her to Ray change it to dope. That. Pretty girl. I know, not that when with the mariachi thing. No.
Yeah, what princess that she's looking like.
With Shirley Temple curls and the mariachi jacket.
She got me up in here with
that was so damn funny. You know what? We got a slight update on Twitter. Remember Funeral Bay? The girl that met that met a new guy at her at the
yes.
guy she was dating's funeral.
Yes.
She said she tweeted us and said, I'm gonna write in soon to let y'all know that Funeral Bay wasn't shit either.
Well,
so we're waiting on that one.
I'm gonna be on the lookout for it.
Funeral Bay. That is just terrible.
All right. And for this week's Black Business of the Week, we have a studio guest in our fresh new studio. What a crazy space to be having a guest in.
That's right. In the vein of bringing you guys more live, fresh, interactive elements, because that's what we do around here since we friends.
Okay.
We decided to have one of our friends actually come in and join in the studio this week. This is Dietrich Hicks, everybody. Give it up for Dietrich Hicks of Five Tier Media. A wonderful Black-owned, completely comprehensive media company out of New York City, Brooklyn to be exact. Better have the change when you cross that bridge, okay? You know what I'm saying? So from Detroit, but the company's in Brooklyn right now, and we need you to move closer to the mic, please. Now, you got media. You know how to do this. There you go, sir. So what's up, Dietrich? Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Five Tier Media, and a little bit about why it makes sense for you to talk to us, the Friend Zone, today.
All right, well, Five Tier Media is basically a media platform for like Black, young Black artists to display their artwork as far as like film, literature, television writing, all on a platform of their own original content so they can claim it on to themselves, by themselves and for themselves, because that's what I do. Like all my content is original from the music in my shows all the way down to the writing. So can't nobody come and snatch anything. So it's all mine.
That's amazing. And I love the focus on ownership and on having control and power when you're able to actually sell the content and make it work for you. So that is actually what attracted to me and partnering with you, although we are personal friends, but that doesn't have anything to do with this work that we're talking about right now. So really briefly, why don't you tell the people the project that you and I collaborated on that we're so excited about that is coming sooner than they may think.
Yeah, so I have a digital series, not a web series, a digital series that's coming to y'all tomorrow, actually at 7 p.m. before all that Empire mess.
What's the date? Tomorrow. And not before all the Empire mess. What's the date that they can get your wonderful product that people are going to love to learn about and want to align themselves with because it is in its own lane and celebratory of other great successful works, right?
Right.
Right. Now tell us about Sister.
All right, Sister is coming tomorrow, September 27th at 7 p.m. It's about the guest sisters, three black young ladies. They're forced to cohabitate in a one-bedroom apartment after some unfortunate events. So it's about how, like, three everyday girls are, you know, forced to be combined after being apart for so many years and how they forced to re-get to know each other in a confined space. So that's what the series basically about.
Well, that's amazing. Now, when you say it's a digital series, what's the difference between a digital series and a web series? And why is that important for you to highlight?
Well, a digital series is shot digitally, like single shot. So it's not like one of those camera phone. I don't want to discredit anybody web series, but usually a web series is, you know, shot with like an iPhone or a camera phone or a Canon. And this is shot digitally like a movie would be. So it's going to be really good. Like, it's a story you can follow. It's a world you can dive in. I got other stuff coming in the same world. So everybody just stay tuned, watch. You're going to enjoy. Like, trust me, you're going to enjoy. You're going to enjoy Dustin, too. You're going to enjoy.
Now, more on that later. But where can they find Sister, the digital series coming from Five Tier Media on September 27th at 7 p.m.? Where do the people need to be at 7 p.m.?
You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Five Tier Media, or you can stream Five Tier PHIVETIERMEIDA.com.
How do you spell it?
You made me laugh. PHIVETIERMEDIA.
There we go.
And not Mudia, media.
Oh, sorry, it's the twang in the accent.
No, I wanted it to be, it was funny. Damn! Okay. So yes, you guys, I know we're cracking a lot of jokes, but seriously, we have a really, really cool, all black, black owned and black operated, black created digital series called Sister that chronicles the stories of three sisters who are too displaced and now have to live with their older sister, relearn each other's habits, good and bad, learn how to love each other completely and wholly as women because now they're past the bloom of youth and they discover some absolute truths about themselves and about their focuses and their approach to life in general. So there's a lot of layers to this story. We're so excited to tell it and we can't wait for you to meet Dorian, who is the character I play. And we're excited to have it. So that is what we wanted to share with you guys this week. Look out for more from Five Tier Media, and that's five with a PH. There you go. Because it's balanced.
Balanced.
Thank you so much, Dietrich.
Thank you, Dietrich. Thank you for coming
in. So they can stream from the website as well. It's fivetiermedia.com. So you can stream from the website as well.
And of course, I'll post the link for that as usual.
And tell us anything that you need. Like, are you looking for actors or anything?
Oh, yeah. Casting call.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So I'm not gonna say who I'm working with or mm-hmm. what I'm working with now. But I'm actually going to be casting for a series I'm shooting starting this winter, actually in December. So yeah, if any actors, it's a teen show. It's for the teens, the young black youth. So if you a teenager, 17, 16, 15,
here in New York,
even you're here in New York, Brooklyn. Even some adults. I got some roles from adults as well.
And what about crew or anything in that field?
Crew, I got a solid team. And I thanks for reminding me because I would like to shout them out. Like, I got a solid team that rock with me. Can I shout them out?
Go ahead.
Born Ty. Like, Ty, my main man. It's like my camera dudes. He just brought another guy, John, with him. My producer, Kanetta. Black strong woman, like, holds it down for me. Like, seriously, holds it down for me. Like, she pick up where I lack. Like, you can't see my hoes because of her. And my cast is amazing. And my sound dude, Eddie, like, he kills it. So, yeah, I got a whole
That's
crew
so
of cast.
Dope.
Yeah.
Super, super dope. Yeah. Well, thanks again for stopping
Thank
by,
you.
Dietrich.
Thank you.
Thank God.
FiveTierMedia.com, y'all.
Five-tier
September media. 27th yes. at 7 p.m.
Well, that does it for this week's episode of The Friend Zone.
Yay.
Do you guys have any church announcements, Fran?
I don't. No, not for now. I have nothing coming up this
Fran
week.
Stewart,
this is a chill week for
the
me.
The storm's brewing.
Right.
What about you, Mr. Ross?
Not yet.
coming up soon?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right.
Perhaps.
Oh, perhaps. We like that one. I will be in Atlanta this weekend with The Read.
Shout out to The Read.
The show is sold out, but have no fear. If you want to get some The Read gear, The Read will be doing a pop-up shop in Atlanta. It will be hosted at The Blank Canvas. It's on 321 Nelson Street, Southwest. It's ATL, Georgia 30313. Come see me. That's from 12 to 4 p.m. I will be hosting. I will have curated the playlist. So come try some shit on. Come talk a little shit. And come buy some shit. And see you at the show if you have tickets for that as well, which I'll be hosting.
Is a New York show on this list?
New York show is not on this list.
Damn, I want one of them bomber jackets, man. But I gotta try it on. But I want to try it on. I don't know the sizing.
I'll take you to the facility. Okay.
Please, I want one. They're so cute.
Super cute.
Right?
Yes. Well, that's all I have brewing over here. So I guess that does it for this week's episode of The Friend Zone. Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.